Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, for sharing the show, sharing our social media pages. Really appreciate that. I feel so blessed. I feel so happy. I get a smile on my face when I see somebody share. And thank you so much for doing that. I get so happy. On the other hand, today I got really sad when I found an article on the, actually it was shared on the Cross Politic Family channel, talking about that bill that we've talked about a lot on this network, the Fight, Laugh, Feast network, where there are pro-life candidate, pro-life politicians, pro-life organizations that don't want to see a bill that would abolish abortion voted on in the Idaho State Senate. You heard that right. Pro-life candidates, pro-life politicians, pro-life organizations don't want to see a pro-life bill voted on. Why is that? We're going to talk about that today because there's a lot of business that is the underlying cause of this and why pro-life groups are more pro-self than baby. And let me tell you, we are part of the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network. There is no better time than today to become a member because we speak out against things like these hypocrites, like these people that are quote-unquote pro-life, but then are voting, that are making decisions, are acting against those very things. And would you hear about them anywhere else? Do you hear about them talked about on other podcasts, these bills that would end the murder of babies? You don't. And if you want to keep hearing that, if you want to keep supporting what we are doing here and keep supporting the proclamation of Jesus as Lord in every area of life, even our politics, then come alongside of us. Be part of us. Be part of what the Lord is doing by becoming a member. If you put HTBT in the memo field, you'll get this sweet mug, plus all the other benefits that you get. You get Pastor Toby's Proverbs series, which, man, do we need wisdom more than ever in this time to discern how we should spend our money, how we should be spending our time with our businesses and our ministries, what should we be doing in politics, how we should be getting involved, what are the fights to fight, when are the times to laugh, and when are the times to feast? We need that wisdom from God. We need that wisdom from the Proverbs. I'd really encourage you to check out that if you haven't already. Toby does a great job with those. If you want to reach out to me, you can contact me at Matt@HowToBuildATent. You can find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. We live stream the show 12 p.m. Pacific every weekday. We're also on YouTube on the Cross Politic channel. If you have not already, give me a follow. Really appreciate that. And if you have any questions or comments, reach out to me. Also, don't forget about the business plan contest coming up and filing taxes. I know. I hate to be the bearer of the bad news, but that is coming up. So make sure you get on that and don't miss the deadline or file an extension if you need to. Hopefully you have a lot more things to enter into your refunds or to your taxes, like investing, because you've listened to the show and you have started investing in your future. Let's get into this. I want to start with a quote from this article that was shared on the Cross Politic Family channel on Facebook. It starts off like this. An audio recording posted online on Sunday captures the pro-life identifying chairman of a Senate committee in Idaho telling a constituent that the local pro-life groups are adamantly opposed to a bill that seeks to outlaw abortion in the state, and that he likewise finds it to be detrimental to the pro-life movement and hopes it never sees the light of day because it doesn't have a chance in the courts. According to the recording, there's a recording done of this guy, Idaho State Health and Welfare Committee Chairman Fred Martin believes that the Idaho Abortion Human Rights Act will likely be struck down by the courts and the state will have to pay the legal bills and the abortion right groups that sue. Their bill is detrimental to the pro-life movement. It destroys the pro-life movement, and I hope it never sees the light of day, Martin told his constituent in the undated recording. Now, if you stop and think about that, that is amazing. a bill that is pro-life by definition, because it is stopping the murder of children, is antithetical to the pro-life movement, that it will kill the pro-life movement if this bill passes. If that is the case, then we need to kill the pro-life movement. If the pro-life movement is getting in the way of banning abortions, of banning murder, of saving children's lives, then we need to let it burn. Marcus on the Fight Laugh Feast channel has a great show, very thought-provoking things. Sometimes it just like hits you in a way that just you weren't really prepared for, and then it really makes you think. I love his show. He said in one of his shows that we need to thin out the army, that we have too big of an army. And I thought, man, that is kind of crazy. I get the biblical references, I get the biblical story, but it's just not true. We need to make alliances. This story, this recording, is really making me think twice about that perspective. How can a pro-life bill be anti the pro-life movement, or hurt or kill the pro-life movement? And this is big deal, and the reason I'm talking about this in a business show is because there are business undertones to what is happening here. That is what explains what is going on here. And first, I want to kind of tell you about lobbyists and what they actually are. In case you are not familiar with it, I've actually been a consultant for companies that have had national lobbyists and state lobbyists. That's a lot of money to be spending on lobbyists for that reason. And a lobbyist, basically, to boil it down, they do a lot of things, but they build relationships with politicians to advance their financiers' agenda. What I mean by that, in this plainest of terms, is they have relationships, they get paid to access those relationships with the politicians on behalf of people that are paying them to get whatever they want pushed forward, whatever, if it's a vote, if it's a committee hearing, if it's whatever it could be. It could be a ton of different things, but oftentimes it has to do with laws and regulations. Even creating laws and regulations. I have worked for a company that I have seen them literally write the bill and hand it over to the politician, and the politician presented the bill to be voted on and passed into law. That's kind of crazy when you think about it. It's not just that people are advocating for a position one way or the other on something, but they're actually writing the bills. A lot of people don't know that. What is the difference between a lobbyist putting forth their agenda by whoever's paying them and you calling or writing your congressman, senator, whoever the politician is you're contacting? Well, there really isn't a big difference, except those lobbyists are backed by a business, a union, or even a nonprofit, like a pro-life nonprofit. And the lobbyists will oftentimes promise things, campaign contributions, donations by these backers to get what they want. And they become more influential than the common normal man, quote unquote. Now, a rich person, a George Soros, for example, or the Koch brothers on the right side or the libertarian side, they have as much influence as a lobbyist because they have the same financial backing and ability to leverage their resources to get what they want, like a entity, like a business, nonprofit, or a labor union. So in those cases, they're really not different from a lobbyist themselves. They're lobbying for their own opinions or for their own laws to be enacted. And I'm not really against lobbyists. That's not what this is about. But you need to understand that to understand why a politician in the state Senate of Idaho would be against a pro-life bill. It's because the money. Now, I had a conversation with a friend, and I was asking him, why would a pro-life politician not want to see abortion abolished? And we had a post on the Cross Politic channels. I put out a tweet as well, talking and tagging these politicians. Like, you don't realize how much business you would attract to the state if you outright banned abortion, I know I would move to that state instantly. I don't want anything to do with abortion. And if that means I can move to a state where I know my state tax dollars won't go to abortion and I can uphold that value of mine of life, I would move there in a second. I would bring my businesses, I would bring my money, and Idaho would be that much better off. And I know there's a lot of you that would do the same. And they don't realize that. But he was saying they're just cowards. And okay, maybe they are, maybe they're not. But politicians, I think, in my opinion, are really used to the fight. They're not really scared of the fight. And even what this politician was saying in his excuse, that it would be detrimental, it wouldn't pass, and there would be all these issues, I don't think he's really scared about that. What he's scared about, what he doesn't want to happen, is for the pro-life movement to end. And what is the fastest way for the pro-life movement to end? Is if abortion was illegal. If the murdering of children stopped, the pro-life apparatus, the bureaucracy, all those nonprofits would not really need to exist anymore. And why does a politician want that to happen? Well, because they have lobbyists, they have these organizations pushing for their own causes, little incremental steps. And again, I'm not against incrementalism. I'm on the side of the guys on Cross Politic. I think we should try every play possible with the goal in mind of ending abortion. I'm not against incrementalism by itself. But that's how these organizations, these nonprofits, are getting donations, is the fight continues, is prolonging the fight step by step. And they don't really care about babies. They don't care about saving babies' lives. They care about saving their organization's lives. And what happens for the politician when these organizations go away? Well, their campaign donations, their financial incentives to be pro-life go away. And that is why they don't want to end abortion, because it will financially ruin them. And that is why you need to understand about lobbyists. And that's why you need to understand how this system works, because you and me need to figure out how to counter this. We need to figure out, how do we win? How do we achieve the goal that we actually want, is to end abortion? And one of those ways is to stop supporting the organizations that are liars and hypocrites and don't really want to see abortion in. Let's go on to another statement from this article. Martin stated that he is openly pro-life. He sponsored a number of bills to address the issue of abortion and would like to see the practice end. However, he said that every pro-life organization is against the bill, namely Idaho Right to Life, National Right to Life, and Idaho Chooses Life, and that he doesn't want to help the pro-choice abortion groups by passing bills that don't have any chance in any way, shape, or form. All right. So we have a list of organizations that we no longer should support. What were they? Let me just say them again. Idaho Right to Life, the National Right to Life, and Idaho Chooses Life. They are not pro-life organizations. They are pro-themselves organizations. They want to see their own organization live. They don't care about babies. And to the second part, and maybe this is where the cowardice comes in, is they are too scared to stand up for the fight. And they are too scared to lose. They're too scared to go up against the liberal, the progressive machine. It reminds me of my wife and I, again, it's amazing how this chronological Bible plan that my wife and I are reading through, where Numbers correlates to a lot of the topics we talk about. But there was the time where the Israelites come through the wilderness and they send out 12 spies. I think it's 12. 12 spies, I think it was, yeah, one for each tribe, basically, right? And then Caleb and Joshua. And anyways, 12 tribes, they go out into the promised land, and they see it's everything God promised. It was exactly what their goal was. And then they see the barriers, the fortified cities, the Nephilim, the giants. And all of them but Joshua and Caleb lose heart, lose faith. They get their eyes off of God, who did all these amazing things. My wife and I are like, how can all of these Israelites see the things that God have done, from Egypt to providing for them in the desert, and then they just blow it. And then you turn to yourself and you're like, oh, I do that all the time myself. Anyways, and they got scared and they didn't want to fight and they were cowards and God killed them all off in the desert except for Joshua and Caleb that had the report, that had the heart to and the faith to charge and to get the people and try to rally them even though they didn't go. And those two were the ones who got to see the promised land. Let us be like them. Let us be like Joshua and Caleb and step up and tell them that this is not right. Tell them by not financially supporting these organizations anymore, by calling your representative and telling them they will not be supported anymore because they love money more than they love life. They love money more than they love God. And they love money more than the values that they purport to claim, or the values that they claim to purport and uphold. It's all because of the money. Because the truth is, states are going against the Supreme Court rulings. States are going against the federal government now for far less reasons. Legalizing marijuana, protecting immigrants that are illegal with sanctuary cities. Individual cities are doing it. You know, the liberals, the progressives, they know how to fight. And they are not scared to go up against the federal government when it's in their interest. And we see the success that they have from it. And it's so sad that these cowards are too scared to see it, to see the play and how that we, to see the play that is going to bring victory. It's boldness. It's going up. It's putting up a fight. It's not this tempered fear of wasting money. And then another thing, you always know when a politician says that it costs too much money, that they're really lying because there's no government official that won't do something because it costs money. And I bring this up because this is why we need to pray for God to bless us to be successful. These are the battles that we need to get in with our pocketbooks, with our time, with our businesses. I've talked about it before that my pillow guy, the guy up in Minnesota, you see him on his commercials, he's a Christian guy, he donated $1 million to pro-life causes. We need more of that, but not to the organizations that aren't going to fight for us, that are hypocrites, that don't care about babies' lives, but care about their own organization's lives. We need to be wise and discerning with who we donate to, who we support, so we aren't supporting the wrong people like in this article. We need to be raising up, be pushing righteous people to into these positions, leading organizations to fight for life and to do what is right and not love money more than they love God, to love babies more than they love their own organizations. I would love to hear your thoughts. I would love for you to reach out to these people in Idaho. I will put them in the show notes so you can make sure that you are not supporting them. And tell them why you're not going to support them anymore, because they are anti-pro-life, because they're anti-baby, because they are pro-death, even though they claim to be pro-life, because they won't step up to the plate and fight. They won't rise to the occasion and let God work through them by taking this fight to the federal government. If you have any questions, comments, reach out to me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. You can find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. I would appreciate you guys sharing the show and subscribing again to Fight Laugh Feast Network. It helps us continue to build, to grow, and you get great stuff like this cool HTBT mug when you put that in the memo field. And with that, we'll talk to you next time. God bless.